This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Caballi joins us now. Brought to you by Bet365. He's on his way to vacation in about an hour, so he was kind enough to schedule up his appearance. Do I have that right? You're going on vacation?
Yeah, heading out of town for a couple days. I thought I couldn't miss my time slot with the great Doran Dickerson and you.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark, where are you
going? Heading out east, you know, kids, the old man. I'm going to be the old man sitting on the bench watching the kids ride rides. No potato patch fries, but maybe a Hershey Kiss or so.
Oh, I see. Mm. I thought for a second there, because of your fame, your celebrity, you didn't want people knowing where you're going.
Right.
Like, I do not. Yeah.
I do.
How do I even answer that?
Well, you do have to understand what Mark just did. What Mark just did was he very carefully picked his words.
Yep.
And he said he's going on a trip because, my friend, that is not a vacation.
No.
Great place, Hershey Park, outstanding. The kids are going to have just the time of their lives.
Great amusement park.
Great amusement park. Great tan. But for you, you're just waiting in line the entire time.
Nope. I'm just sitting there, just watching. I probably don't fit in many of them. I know I don't fit in I haven't fit in the racer at Kennywood forever.
Yeah, I don't fit in that either.
I mean, Doran, you can't even fit in there because what I say is you sit in there and that bar comes on and hits you in the head.
Yep.
It's like, wait a second here.
Can't fit.
It's not made for me. I did the walk of shame one time. Got up there, got in, and it hit me in the head. And I'm like, well, this ain't working. Got up and left.
But you like roller coasters if you could fit?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, no. Not, I'm past that point in my life. I go there for the food and the people watching, I guess.
I will never again in my entire life step on a wooden roller coaster. I probably will never get on another roller coaster, but I can definitively say I ain't getting on a wooden roller coaster.
You won't go to Thunderbolt?
Nah, it freaks me out, man.
Really?
It sounds too rickety, and I know they take care of it, and obviously it has to meet regulations, blah, blah, blah. But when I'm sitting on a piece of wood and it's going that fast, no. No.
Yeah, when you get on at least the Thunderbolt, you're like, no, you go first. The small person goes second or vice versa. I'm like, why is that? Then you come around the corner and you're like crushing the person next to you. That's why.
That's right. The centrifugal force is just have you crushing your kids. You don't need it. Yeah, I'm never doing it again. Like the jackrabbits, terrifying. You pop out of your seat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pop out of my seat. Why do I want to pop out of my seat?
For the record, I love jumping out of my seat on that, or I did.
You have no fear, though, Harry.
I haven't been to Kennywood in like years, though, so I actually don't know what coasters I fit on anymore.
You got to take your girlfriend. It's a great date spot.
I'm 150 pounds heavier than the last time I was there. It's no good.
Real quick, before we get into the Steelers, you're a full Crowley heavier than you used to be. Before we get into the Steelers conversation, Lloyd Carr's grandson, Doran informs me, is the quarterback this year, 5-star recruit at Notre Dame.
Yes.
And that's not it.
Yep.
Notre Dame this year, Their wide receiver room, Devin Fitzgerald, son of Larry Fitzgerald, Jerome Bettis Jr., son of Jerome, Elijah Burris, son of Plex, and Kadon Finley, son of Jermichael Finley.
Unreal.
Yep.
I feel about 765 years old.
Yep.
Ryan Clark's kid just graduated, too.
That's right.
Yep.
So. I mean, I remember training with Larry at his house in Minnesota, and Devin was like 4 or 5 years old. And he was just running around throwing stuff at me. And now he's like, I'm like, how is he going to Notre Dame in a 4-star receiver? Like, it blew my mind. Felt like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And it's that might be coached by Mike Tomlin, right? A little bit of that family history, bringing in the family tree, like the all the names there. I'm just wondering how Plexico got to go to his kid goes to Notre Dame rather than Sparty.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. And Lloyd Carr, I mean, Lloyd Carr won a national championship at Michigan. He was a Michigan guy through and through until he was replaced by
Rich
Rodriguez.
Well, didn't Herb Street's kid go to Michigan?
Yeah, which is a very weird one.
That's
to
a
me.
Very weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he got injured or something, right?
Little Herbie, Herb I don't know. Street,
something happened with him. He wasn't able to play at all. But you know what it is, Doran, Adam. It's not about where you go. It's how much they pay you, right?
Exactly right.
You're right.
Exactly right.
The pockets.
Caboli joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get to that Tom Pelissero report on TJ Watt in a little bit. But, Mark, your thoughts on the Omar Khan extension that broke last Thursday?
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, you have no choice, I don't think, but to extend him at that point. What has he done wrong to be able to not get an extension? I think he came into a situation was, you know, not the brightest in the world, and he was able to turn it around. I mean, there's he's made a ton of moves. Plus, you don't want to bring a guy in like that, have his formula, his plan, his scheme of being able to rebuild a entire scouting department and the backside of the organization, and after 3 years do it again. I mean, he's just getting started here as in getting his people into place right now. So forget about the people he's acquired. I think that's just additional to it. It's just getting that front office and everything else the way he wants it to be, and you just have to add on to it. I mean, what else could he have done? Maybe you can criticize him for the Brandon Ayuk and being a little bit too patient for that. But, I mean, he's put himself in a good position of being a winner now, or at least putting him in position to win now, and still to go get your franchise quarterback next year. They got all their picks next year. And eventually, I mean, ultimately, that's what is going to be his tenure is going to be judged on, right? If you can get that franchise.
Well, and Doran said it, and I think he said it well, this offensive line that they've built, that's going to tell you a lot. Like, if the line coalesces this year, plays well this year, then, I mean, that's the first thing he really wanted to do when he came on board. He took Broderick Jones.
It looked like he came in with a definite plan. Now, maybe the Aaron Rodgers, Metcalf stuff is on the fly stuff, but as of building the organization, it almost like he had like a 30-page outline and went to Art and says, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to hire. This is how I want to go about it. I want to push the edges here a little bit with being acquire some players. And I think that's what he's been able to do. Everything that he's wanted to do, I think he's been able to do. Plus, I mean, he's had to really, you think about it, convince a veteran owner, an old school owner, to change his ways a little bit. We know that's not with what Mike Tomlin wanted, because there wasn't any changes back in like that. So just to be able to have the ear of Mike Art Rooney says a lot too. So I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, Omar needed to be extended. He needs more years, and I think he would ultimately be successful.
Mark, if you were to assign credit for Omar, where would it be? Where would the credit come from? Would it come from Omar in his trading for guys? Would it be contracts? Would it be the draft? Would it be the compensatory picks? Would it be the personnel? Like, where does Omar get the most credit for his title being general manager, and why he would probably warrant an extension that he did?
I think it goes two parts. First of all, he's able to delegate some power. I mean, not too many people in his first time as a GM is going to hire a guy like Andy White and say, hey, we want him to run half of the organization as well. You got to be pretty confident in yourself.
Well, do you think that was him bringing in White? Okay.
Really?
I think it's 1,000,000%.
Wow. Wow. All right.
I think that was part of that outline, as I would say, as I describe it, of, hey, this is what we want to do, or I want to bring this guy in right now, because I know I'm not really much of a personnel guy, and this is guy obviously is. So that's number one. I think just on the flip side, the player acquisition, I think what's impressed me is his that dog mentality. I mean, it seems like he's on the phone pestering the living heck out of anybody to see who would want to make a trade with him, make a deal with him, who might be available. Even if the guy seems like a long shot, he's going to give it a whirl. And if he can be able, like the Metcalf thing, okay, they wanted Metcalf, but you call up GM in Seattle, then you go to Mike Tomlin, Art Rooney, say, hey, man, I can maybe do this. Same thing goes with Jalen Ramsey. So I think that's an underappreciated part of his job. I don't know how much he really does contract structure anymore. I think they have Cole Marco that does a lot of that as well. But being able to put these plans in order and be able to just go out there and like I said, just hammer these guys into almost submission, saying, okay, I never thought this guy would be available, but I'm here to listen. I think that's a very underrated part of what he's been able to do.
I think something that doesn't get talked about with Omar enough is, so they moved off of Kenny, whose decision, and we could probably debate that, but then the next two drafts, they don't take a quarterback. And sometimes you should get credit for what you don't do, and this year didn't look like it's a great quarterback draft, and now we've seen that Sanders is out there in Cleveland driving 115 miles an hour, getting pulled over and stuff. I can't believe anybody would have been interested in that guy. And it's being patient while not being patient, if that makes sense. They want to compete, so you turn over half the damn roster this year, but you're not so impatient that you draft a quarterback and you try to put the square peg in the round hole. They figure next year's quarterback draft is going to be better. And so these last couple, they sat him out, and I think that takes something. You're bullish on the O-line too, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I think their O-line is going to be actually pretty good this year. I mean, you don't accrue that much talent in a short period of time and don't think that they're going to get better. If you just look at the stats and the numbers next year, of course, that's why they're ranked by whoever, 26, 27, 28th in the league and being looked at as the possible downfall of Aaron Rodgers. But Fatanu, I think, is going to be a star. I think Mason McCormick will end up being a steal with a fourth round pick. I mean, obviously, it depends on what Broderick Jones does. Zach Frazier is a superstar in the making. And Sam Wallu is that veteran guy that they need as well. So I think the offensive line's good. I think they're flipping off, obviously, to the defensive line. But back to Omar, too, is he is also not married to these guys they bring in, too. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, with the turnover, okay, Russell Wilson doesn't work. Okay, we'll go to plan B next year. If Aaron Rodgers don't work and we don't get a quarterback, we'll go to this plan next year. He's not committed to people a lot past that 1 year, maybe 2 years. That's why they have a ton of cap space next year as well. I mean, if it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work. Let's try something different next year.
Kind of giving himself like that escape hatch.
Yeah.
And if he gets people to agree to those kind of deals, I don't know if there's one to come up and bit him in the butt yet at all. Okay, we're only giving you a 1 year deal. That's great.
I'll tell you one that I think is going to age poorly when we come back. We'll also give the people Omar's best move according to each of us. And then we got to get into this Tom Pelissero report. He says if the Steelers did trade Watt, they wouldn't get a first round pick in return. And his reasoning actually made some sense to me. So we'll talk about that when we come back as well. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show, of course, brought to you by Guardian Protection. your hometown home and business security company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mark Caboli joining us an hour earlier today because he's driving out to Hershey Park with his family. So Mark's got a busy week ahead of him. Are you out all week, Mark?
I'll be back. No, I can't. You can't spend that many days there, right? So I'll be back later in the week, just in time to go hang out with Pony and Malsy.
Did you know that? Which team is it? I think Chargers rookies are reporting to camp on the 18th because they have the Hall of Fame game on the 31st. The Hall of Fame game's in July, Mark.
That's awful.
Like, we are here,
baby.
What?
It's probably going to be worse here coming up after the new CBA in a couple years because I think they're trying to eliminate all off-season dates and practices so they would just move training camp up. How awful is that?
You mean like OTAs?
I think they want to get rid of OTAs and all the mandatory or mandatory air quote off-season activities and just move training camp up a little bit, which is
– I mean, it would make sense.
I don't know why.
You've talked about that
before. I don't know why the NFLPA would want that. Why would the players want that?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they just move OTAs 2 weeks before training camp starts so you have like a primer? Like that makes sense. Why – But why have OTAs and then have a month off and then go back? Like it kind of you're defeating the purpose.
It's sort of this like floating. Well,
it doesn't make any
weirdness
sense.
In the middle of the off season.
I think they just honestly, for the lack of better description, just to control the guys of not letting them hang out there. That's for true. 7 months outside the organization.
That's true.
Or 6 months.
Have them under your thumb there for three,
Yeah, I mean,
it's 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Well, keep your eye on them. I mean, the phase one starts in early April, so you're looking April, May, half of June, where you at least know they're in physical condition, right?
Mm-hmm. Mark, we were talking about Omar Khan and his contract extension. What do you guys think his best move has been so far?
That's a good one.
Because I'll tell you the one that worries me, and I said it at the time, I like the player, but first year, $6-ish million cap hit. Next 2 years, $18 million cap hit for Patrick Queen. And I think for $6 million, you're happy with what you got from him last year. But at $18 million, he needs to be better than he was last year. Now, you can cut him after this upcoming season, and it'll only be a $4 million cap hit next year, and they have all kind of cap space, so they probably wouldn't even do it anyhow. But that's one I could see. If he's not playing at a higher level than he did last year, that guy's going to catch Minkah Fitzpatrick kind of ire from the fan base.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Can you blame that on Omar, though? Don't you think that's more Mike Tomlin?
I don't know. That's part of the whole. That's part of what makes evaluating Omar really interesting to me, man. And we did it at the very beginning of the 7 o'clock hour, like the Penguins. Kyle Dubas runs the ship. Everything that happens, you can put on him. He is the grand poobah over there. With the Pirates, Ben Sherrington. It's pretty easy to know if they sign a Tommy Pham, that's not a Don Kelly decision. That wouldn't have been a Derek Shelton decision. That is all on the GM. With the Steelers, they keep it so muddled over there, and I think that's all the design. You don't know who really does what. They don't talk publicly about that.
Yeah, I think we pretty much know anything personnel-wise if Mike Tomlin wants him. Like I said, say like Jalen Ramsey, maybe they talked about him, but then Omar makes some calls and says, hey, Mike, I can possibly get him. Are you still interested? I mean, who's the ultimate – oh, well, the ultimate say-so is Art Rooney, but Art's going to defer to Mike. So I would just go under the assumption that all personnel moves are definitely – player related or definitely Mike Tomlin. The one that I look at is probably the first move, the Chase Claypool. Cause
that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I mean,
cause you took a weapon away from a rookie quarterback and you wound up getting Joey Porter Jr. for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's one which probably all on Omar making calls and was able to manipulate a first round pick or what was a 32nd overall pick and get Joey Porter. It might not eventually work out, but just, at the time, it seemed like Omar got fleeced a little bit. I was talking to a lot of Chicago fans, like, oh man, we got this guy just for a second rounder. And like, well, we'll see. And now he's talking about a comeback already. What is he, 26 years old, and he's coming for a comeback?
Yep.
So I that's the one that jumps out at me right away.
Chase Claypool, sorry, real quick, Doran. Chase Claypool, after Pittsburgh, had 217 receiving yards. That's it. Yeah. Post Steelers,
I'd say the one that has panned out, like, I mean, because there's a lot of unknown with Omar Khan, the one that has panned out, and I think in my opinion is his best move, is extended Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd probably be mine.
That price too, Doran. Yeah. That price too.
Right.
So. And that's where he always seems to come in on it, is being creative and getting that done.
Yep.
And I think Mark Caboli said that he shouldn't do that, right? Isn't that how that went back then? Didn't you say Cam sucks?
Hey, like I said, Hayward kept screenshots of everybody said something negative about him the year prior and kept them in the folder in his phone.
Well, how about
I'm
this?
I'm quite sure there's a bunch of Crowleys in there.
No, I was all about signing him because you didn't have his replacement and not far from it. But Cam, this weekend, I don't know if you guys saw this, he was retweeting people from 2013 who were calling him a bust. He went in the Wayback Machine. Oh, this Cam Hayward, why'd they pick him in the first round? What a bust. Bang. Just 12 years later, retweet. Hey, whatever fuels you, man.
Yeah.
Hines Ward used to have that chip on his shoulder because he didn't go until the third round. And he talked about that damn draft selection all the time. Everybody passed on me. Even the Steelers passed on you.
And even now, he might think it's funny, but there's something deep down in him that doesn't appreciate people calling him old.
No doubt.
See, but I mean, he is. He is old.
Like, yeah, but he doesn't play like he's old.
No, he does not. And guys at his position who are in their mid-30s, that's old for that position. And he has had one of the stranger careers you'll ever see. Now, back then, they had a lot of depth on the defensive line. And with LeBeau, like, they wouldn't play young guys right away. And so it wasn't his fault, but they let him marinate. And now he's in his 30s playing arguably the best football of his career. I think he was their best defensive player last year.
There's no doubt.
No question about it. Yeah. He's unbelievable, that guy. And we have the softball game coming up next Monday.
Monday.
Which more details shall emerge as the week goes on. You got to come. You got to be in attendance, Mark.
Yeah, I might have to do that. I think the kid would like to show up and check out the ball game, so maybe we will.
Yes.
Texter writes in, it's not hard to see. You're really questioning who's making the decisions? Come on, Crowley. No, I agree with what Mark says. The personnel stuff is Tomlin, but Tomlin has been the coach since 2007. And there were times where Kevin Colbert was aggressive, like trading up for Troy and Santonio Holmes.
Devin.
And Devin Bush he went up and got, and the Minka Fitzpatrick trade. It's not to say he wasn't taking some risks there at the end. He was. But we have seen an organizational shift since Omar Khan took over. And that, to me, isn't just because Mike Tomlin decided he wanted to get more aggressive all of a sudden. Omar had something
Everything else is the same except Omar. So what does that tell you?
Right. Exactly.
Either the owner has had a change of heart or the general manager has brought new ideas to the table.
All right, when we come back, I've been teasing this for a good long while. Tom Pelissero reports that the Steelers could not get a first-round pick if they did want to trade T.J. Watt. His reasoning was really interesting to me. I'll run it past the guys when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You'll love this, Storm. So, I got Peacock to watch the U.S. Open, and then I told my wife I would cancel it, so I went in and canceled it, but You click through like 15 different pages, right?
No, you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do it? Blah, blah, blah.
It winds up coming out to like $100 for a year. When you click cancel, it's like, hold up, wait, don't do it. We'll bring the price all the way down to $21.99 for the year.
Nuh-uh.
Seriously. So I'm putting that out there to the people as a little service announcement there. If you want Peacock, you can get it for a lot cheaper than you actually, they say you can.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that, Mark. You have so, Peacock?
I wonder how far we could take it with other things. Like, can I do that with my cable company? I bet.
I don't pay anything from our Peacock. You just have to have somebody else's password. But you know what that means, Adam? That means you can watch a nice PLE on Sunday, Evolution, some wrestling. So I expect for a full recap on Monday of the pay-per-view, as you would know it.
Well, I canceled it. I still didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
No, I was
that
so
doesn't make any sense.
No, I was so offended that they would offer this. That the principled stand I'm taking is, no, you're not getting any of my money. Screw you.
Wow.
You'll get the $7.99 or whatever it was upon sign up, and that's it. You're not taking any more from me.
See, I do that. I do that with the in-car radio, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. They get you every year, and I put it on my phone. Cancel, blah, blah, blah. You call up 2 days before it, and they give you the same price that you had. I've done it for like 14 years.
Does anybody have any other life hacks like that? You can text us at 412-928-9370. Yeah, I couldn't do it. It's a great move by them. A little Hail Mary at the end. I'm sure it works on a ton of people, but offer me that price up front. I would never cancel it.
Doran, I think he's afraid of the wife. She was going to yell in one way or the other.
Yeah, but don't you think that you can kind of talk your wife into like letting you keep it if it's $21.99?
I'm sure I could have, but he's 1,000% right, Doran. She said, cancel the damn Peacock. Okay, I had to do it.
Yeah, but there's other things that are going to be on Peacock. There's going to be some NFL games on Peacock. There's probably going to be like a Notre Dame game on Peacock that you could kind of sell to her and be like, I need that.
I know.
I don't even know what a write-off is.
I know. I probably need it for the next golf tournament, too. I bet you it'll be on there. What a terrible decision now. All right. So Tom Pelissero says, if the Steelers did trade T.J. Watt, don't expect a first-round pick in return. And his reasoning was, and this makes some sense to me, the Bengals have had Trey Hendrickson on the block all offseason, and no one's offered them a first-round pick for him. And he led the league in sacks last year at 17.5, and he's in the exact same position Watt is. Now, he hasn't been as good as Watt has. He's been very good. But you could make the argument that Watt deserves to have 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards on his shelf. And Hendrickson has not been that consistently elite. But he did lead the league in sacks last year. He is, by all accounts, and Pelissero said this, going to come cheaper. So if you traded for Hendrickson, you wouldn't have to pay as much as you would pay Watt. And so you figure maybe the return in a deal would be more than you would get for Watt because you're going to have to pay Watt the $40 million. So that kind of makes some sense to me. I don't think the Steelers are ever super interested in trading T.J. Watt. If they did, you'd think they'd ask for a first-round pick.
Oh, I'm sure they'd ask for a first-round pick, but it's a very tricky situation because what you mentioned here is not only would you have to give up a first-round pick in this instance, but then you're going to have to give him $150, $160 million.
Right.
And it's not that very simple. I mean, D.K. Metcalf got what? 25. I know it's a different position and stuff like that, but yeah, I totally agree with maybe not his reasoning of Hendrickson or anything like that, but I don't think they would get a first round pick. And I think if more people realize that fan wise that you're not getting a first round pick for this guy because he is 31, because you know, I guess you would declared back half of his career and everything associated with it, I think they would be more on board with keeping him right now. So, plus, I mean, Steelers have options. Just let him play out. And I mean, worst comes to worst, you want to be a dork about it and, you know, franchise him next year for $28 million, right?
Do you think that's on the table for them? That they would consider doing
it? I don't think they want to do it, but they've said it a number of times. That it's a tool that they can have at their disposal if they need to do it.
What about a player for player swap?
I don't think it gets to that point. It doesn't get to that point, but.
What about a player for player swap? Like, do you think that the Steelers would be in a better position if they traded T.J. Watt for Terry McLaurin, player for player?
Ooh, I don't think they'd be in a better spot.
And that seems salty over there too. Like, we can't sit here and pretend like this Watt thing's a big deal and then brush off what's going on with Terry McLaurin in Washington, too. And I'm not saying that we do, but I've heard others, well, it'll get done. Well, why are we freaking out about Watt then? Like, I look at them as similar situations. Less that guy money. Thinks he's worth a lot. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's very similar situations because you finally have a quarterback. You're in the NFC Championship game last year. You got a star receiver that was one of the reasons why you were in that NFC Championship game last year was because of him. You're taking that shot at the Super Bowl. And on the flip side, you look at the same thing what the Steelers have been able to do to upgrade their rosters. And after doing all that, you want to jettison potentially your best player. I think both those guys end up – it's just part of negotiation. I think both those guys end up signing back where they're at, and I think that's fine. I mean, if you're going for it this year, man, the last thing I want to do is hope Nick Herbig can play 90% of the snaps and be okay and hope Jack Sawyer can be a guy that can develop quicker. I don't want to do that.
Long term, though, and I'm talking about just the next couple of years, I would I know this is never going to happen. But I would rather have Terry McLaurin under contract with DK Metcalf for my rookie quarterback. I'd rather have that than TJ Watt.
How old is McLaurin? He can't be pushing 26. 30, 28,
27.
That 26. Young?
He's 29.
Oh.
He's going to turn 30 on September 15th.
I thought he was younger.
So did I, man.
I get those Ohio State guys mixed up. I feel like they all are like Garrett Wilson and Jackson Smith and Jigba, and then, you know, you have Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I feel like that they've all either played with each other or not. Justin Fields playing with them. I don't know.
Someone did tweet out the other day the list of, like, their last 10 drafted receivers. It's insane. That's wide receiver you. It's not even close.
Yep.
And yet they really haven't had a great quarterback. I guess you can say, what's his name?
At Ohio State?
Well, overall.
Oh, you mean, haven't had any that have panned out in the NFL apart from C.J. Stroud.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they've had good college quarterbacks, though. I mean, Troy Smith won the Heisman. Yeah. We're going way back, but.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm saying they haven't been able
Haskins
to.
Haskins was really good.
Haskins.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, though. Guys who haven't panned out in the NFL. Right?
Who's the kid from Buffalo?
Yeah, panned out in the NFL, and yet they still have superstar receivers.
What kid in Buffalo?
Makes you hard.
Quarterback. I said Clark. Is that his name?
Josh Allen.
No, this was a couple before Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
What's the quarterback of Ohio State?
Who is the quarterback of Ohio State this year?
Well, it ain't going to be Will Howard. All right. It does beg a question, though, Mark, and we'll get to this coming up next. If other teams would not offer a first-round pick for TJ Watt's services, then why would the Steelers make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL? We'll get to that coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. One more segment with Caboli, who is then off to Hershey with his family, do a little amusement parking. So you're there just for a couple of days, Mark?
Candying, yeah.
You're a big candy guy?
Yeah, do you like chocolate?
Oh, I mean, everybody loves the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, right? Oh, that's number one on the list, right?
Do you like Hershey Kisses?
I'm the old school plain ones. These new fancy ones, you know, the strawberry shortcake ones and the orange cream ones, you can go stick those. Nice little piece of chocolate.
There's nothing better.
You can go there and make your own Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's like the size of a pan or something. I don't know. You could put all this different stuff in, like potato chips and pretzels and marshmallows. That's what my kid does. He loves it.
Mm-hmm, your kid, right?
Yeah, then I eat it.
There you go. So you're heading out right after this hour? You're hopping in the car?
Yep, about probably half hour or so. 45 minutes, I guess.
Mark, did you ever go to garbage out there? Do you ever go to any state championship games at Hershey?
Oh, yeah. I've been to – I actually been to the Giant Center for actually basketball and wrestling.
Mm.
Hershey Park Stadium. I was there for a couple games there. I guess they moved everything out of there and went to
Cumberland
high
Valley.
School for football and some – I think Penn State for baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe basketball as well. So it's a shame that they don't have that anymore.
I'm with you.
Throw the Hershey Kisses, you know?
Mark, you mentioned the possibility, not that it was a high likelihood, but the possibility of the Steelers saying, no, what, you're going to play this year, and if you don't come to terms, you better show up for that first game, and then we'll franchise tag you at the end of the year. We'll do it all again next season. Do you think there'd be a chance he'd hold out, TJ Watt?
No, always a chance, but I wouldn't anticipate it. But I didn't anticipate him holding out of minicamp as well. I mean, I think regardless, I think he shows up for training camp. I don't think he's going to hold out there. It doesn't do you any good. You're eventually going to play this year. If it's now, if he's going to hold out a couple games or a couple weeks or not. So, I mean, to me, I play this smart. If I'm TJ Watt, I just wait. I got all the power right now in my eyes. I mean, I just wait until see whoever gets paid the highest salary. And the day later, if it's September 8th, I get a little bit more, but then it quickly switches to power goes to the organization after that. But I don't think he would hold out. I think he realizes that this might be his best only chance to win a playoff game, and you don't want to be saddled with him. TJ Watt was great. He won 2-3 defensive MVPs, player of the years, but he never won a playoff game. That's the last thing he won.
I mean, that is – and it's not all his fault, though he hasn't exactly played well in those games, and he missed the Buffalo game a couple of years ago, and we all believe he was banged up down the stretch, but he didn't register a stat in that Ravens game. That's an embarrassing thing. I mean, you're that good, and you play for this franchise. Like, you get multiple defensive player of the years, and you're J.J. Watt, and you're in Houston. They're just going to talk about how great you were and how charitable you were in the community. Here, though, you're going to get remembered for that. That's why if I'm him, Mark, and Dorn and I have talked about this, I would have been trying to get traded or at least have them explore that, because look around. Like, I do think they got a better team this year and a better chance to win a playoff game. But, okay, do you want to win a playoff game or do you want a championship? If you want to win a championship, it's hard to see the vision here now. Like, next year they're going to draft a quarterback, and then that rookie, he's not going to win as a rookie. Is he going to win in year two? It happened with Ben, but that's tough, man.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about that Baltimore game last year when we didn't register a stat. I mean, I think part of that was because he wasn't healthy, and I think part of that was the scheme around him, and I think that's what they were trying to change this year. He's going to be 31. He just can't overpower and outspeed people to the quarterback. He's going to need some help right now, and it looks like that's what they're being able to do. But it's hard because we sit here and we compare him to JJ, and we're like, well, JJ went to Arizona, so why wouldn't TJ consider going to another organization? TJ just doesn't come across to me as a guy that wants to go somewhere else.
Neither did JJ at the time.
Yeah, but push comes to shove, who would go? I'm not saying that, but I don't think that's something he's seeking.
Things would have to go terribly awry for him to want to move on.
Yeah, but what are we talking about? We're talking a couple million bucks is going to make him, you know, go somewhere else. I mean, is that all far off we are? I would love to know what the original offer is on the table right now. If it's, say it's 35, I'm just totally spitballing here. I mean, you get that to 38. Is a $2 million going to really determine your future? Is it what we're doing here?
When you consider who the other guy was that got paid? Yeah, I mean, that's what I don't really understand it from the Steelers side. If they were that close.
Right.
If they were that close, and the next group of edge rushers getting $35 million, and he wants to get slightly more than $40 million, what are we doing here?
Right.
It does make me wonder if, because Miles reset the market by an extra $5 million, if he's interested in really resetting the market. Like, does he want to then, I need to take a big jump over Miles, or is it I just need a dollar or a cent more than Miles to push this thing over the finish line? I don't know, because I've looked at it the same way you guys are just talking about. What's the difference of $5 million when you're going to have $100 million of cap space next year?
You're paying Cordero Patterson $3 million to...
There you go.
God knows what he's doing, right?
Right. Why did they let it get to this place where he's legitimately ticked off is beyond me.
Mark, I don't think he would want to reset the market, though. I mean, if you're going 45, I mean, the Steelers would be like, hey, let's look at the stats. you are right at Myles Garrett's numbers. We'll give you more than him, but we're not going too far over this.
Right, that's resetting the market, though, right? If you're giving just a little
bit. Are we talking about resetting like Deshaun Watson resets it, Myles Garrett resets it, or just getting paid to be the highest
paid? Be the highest pay, that's resetting it. That's what I think that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it must be pretty far off if they're still in this situation.
Yeah, I think that's what the information would tell you. Because if not, you would have assumed he would just be operating the way he operated last time.
Yep.
Mark, this was fun. Be careful. Be careful on your drive. Be careful on the rides. Or I guess he said you'll be just sitting there on the bench.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be sitting there drinking that Coca-Cola Classic. They still make Coca-Cola Classic?
Isn't it the same thing?
I think it's the same thing.
It used to be Coca-Cola Classic because they had New Coke. This is before your time.
The whole New Coke thing. We don't need to do that. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time.
All right. See you, fellas.
The 80s, yeah.
See you, buddy. Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Jericho Cotry, 89. Low of 70, 55% chance of rain. The Buccos are in Kansas City tonight, where first pitch, 7:40 local Pittsburgh time. It'll be 80 degrees and sunny, so shouldn't be any delay tonight when the Buccos try to score a run for the first time in four games.
Yeah. Bobby Witt.
Good player.
Very good.
And they paid him.
Yeah.
Hmm. Speaking of good players, that's I was going to be really unfair to Brian Reynolds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.